Pastor, good morning, sir. My question is concerning the cross.
The cross.
Yes, sir. I could remember very much where there was a message you preached. You target the cross. And you pick your text from the book of 1 Corinthians from verse 18. Praise the Lord. I read. For the preaching of the cross is to them that have perished foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And since you preached this message, it has been a long time. You said a lot concerning something concerning cross. Concerning a lot of people that put cross on their neck, they wear it on their necklace, they place it in their house, they modernize it. And you said that the cross of Jesus Christ was not beautiful, something of that nature. By that time, this cross wasn't there. You made a mention, and you said that by the time we finish this, our auditorium, that will show us what the cross of Jesus Christ looked like. And during that period of time, I was away out of Lagos. I was in Port Harcourt then. When I came back, I saw this cross here. It reminds me of something that passed. But my question now is, I so much believe on the cross. But if you go to some churches, they put some different kind of cross in their altars or in their church. Because I went to a particular church. A friend invited me in Port Harcourt there that I should follow him to their church. And went there, I haven't gone to that church before. I forgot the name of that church.
So, sorry, because of time. What exactly is your question? Because
my question
time.
My question now is that.
Go.
My question now is that in some churches, when they place this cross, they will put Jesus Christ crucified like this. And they go to other churches, you see the place of Christ crucified like this. I want to ask a question, sir. Between like this or like this, which one was Jesus Christ crucified now?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you know what a cross is? Two sticks against each other is called cross. And a type of what happened for our salvation. Listen. Jacob was to bless the two children of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. You remember the story? Jacob was blind, and it was expected that he will bring them, the two children, and he will lay hand on them. Right hand is where the power and authority is. So he brought the senior to the right. And he was supposed to bring the senior to the brought the senior to the right and brought the junior to the left. The father could not see. But when it was time for the father to place hand on the two of them, he did like this. And transferred the blessing of the senior to the junior. Why? Because the gospel, hallelujah, two things. The gospel was meant for Israel. Israel is God's first child. But they rejected it, so it went to the Gentiles. So Jesus said, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. And the Apostle Paul says that, cursed be he. That is Galatians chapter 3. Let me be sure of this scripture. Galatians chapter number 3. This is the way he put it, verse 13 and verse 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. See, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So, if this is how the blessing came by crossing, so it was not, it was like this. That's why the cross is a symbol of our faith. God bless you. Before you, Shalom, Bride of Christ, please, sir, what is the meaning of Isaiah 53 verse 12? When he said he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Secondly, is Jesus Christ in heaven, in a heavenly form, that's a spirit, or in this human body that is recognizable? May God richly bless you. Sister Florence Chidima from Cape Town, South Africa. Keep that question. Let me see it again. When he says that he shall divide the spoil with the strong, what is spoil? What is the spoil here? When they go on battle, soldiers go on battle, what they conquer from the enemy is called the spoil. Correct? And what you get from that battle is called the spoil. When he say you will divide the spoil with the strong, he's trying to let you know the scripture will be fulfilled when all authority will be given to him, and it will, those who think they are anything, they will become nothing, for all they have, all the authority, they will collect it from them. That is the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the other part of the question, please? Is Jesus Christ in heaven, in a heavenly form, that is in spirit, or in this human body that is recognizable? Apostle Paul, the same body Jesus Christ has is the same body that we shall have when we resurrect. And he said that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let me be sure of the verse again. And he put it this way, verse 52. He called it a mystery in verse 51. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Then, for this body, verse 53, for this corruptible, this one that can rot in, this one that can dissolve, must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So the body that we will have is the same body that Jesus Christ has in the resurrection. This body will be changed. That is what 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1. It says, for we know that if our earthly house, this very body is our earthly house, for we are spirit beings. Of this tabernacle we are dissolved. We have a building of God and house, another body, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. The body that Jesus Christ has now, yes, is a spiritual body. I mean, it's a physical body, but it is eternal. It is the angelic body. That is the body he has, and that is the body we shall be changed to. That's why that songwriter says, never grow old. Never grow old in a land where we never grow old. Never grow old. Never grow old in a land where we'll never grow old.
I have had cross of God, they will never shall die. This land here will never grow.
Never grow,
never grow, never grow. In a land where we'll never grow, never grow, never grow. In a land where we'll never grow.
But we have it. Remember, we have eternal life. Eternal life has no end. Why wouldn't I like to be there? Imagine that I will live eternally. As you see me so, if you have eternal life, you are an eternal being. It doesn't excite you. Me, it's exciting me. That's why he said, I has not seen. Ear has no heart, neither is entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for us. Dwell in eternity. I would do everything to be there. Amen. God bless you. Yes, sister.
Shalom, sir.
Shalom.
So my question is on marriage on deceit. You told us that there's marriage on deceit. So I want to know why. When Jacob was deceived by the parents of Rachel giving him Leah, why he didn't return the wife?
He was not deceived. He said the culture of the people there. He told Laban told him, is that you don't marry the junior before the senior. So take the senior. If you want the junior, he said work for her also. That's what happened. Sir, that was the culture of that at that time.
Sir, it was not told from the beginning that this is the culture.
Eh?
He wasn't told from the beginning that this is how they do it in their land.
Yes.
Until after the night, as in of the marriage.
Yes. So what you are saying is that even if you are deceived, you should continue. It depends on the extent of the deceit. There are things that, and please listen very well. Jacob is not our standard. There was no commandment from God that he should marry the second one. And he's not our standard. Now, if I have a daughter, Kai, God forbid.
Amen.
Can never happen to my daughter.
Like.
You are supposed, on a more serious note, there are things that during courtship you should let each other know. That we help the person make a decision to agree or not to agree. And you know it. Brother, if you are impotent, it simply means you are in a condition that you will not be able to father a child. You should be able to tell that woman during courtship. Sister, if for any reason you lost your womb, it means naturally you will not be able to be pregnant. You should be able to tell that man. Sister, while you were a single sister, you had 3 children until their fathers, you don't even know where they are. They are in the village with your mother. You should tell that man that you have children. And he may even ask you, and you will say, Lila, now only you I know. Just because you want to marry him. You lie to him. And based on that lie, he made that decision. And then he finds out later he is free to divorce you because the marriage was tied in deceit, and nothing in deceit stands. But there are some, even after you have found that the man, amen, hallelujah. You see, You see, this is where you see this verse. That scripture came to my mind when Sister Chinoso was asking that question. The last verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 13 verse 13. It says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. It said these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Now, in the stature of perfection, in 2 Peter chapter 1, where you start from faith, you go to virtue, you go to knowledge. The last one is step is charity. What is charity? Charity is God's kind of love. Where you love the person no matter what condition. Where you love the person unconditionally. And that comes about only by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Genuine love of God comes upon you. If it is love that made you to marry that woman, later on the woman confessed things she hid from you, that love will make you forgive her. And that is where you see whether you're a true Christian or not. But the Bible permits, if you cannot stay with it, you put her away, you have not sinned also. God bless you.
Sir, my second question is,
yes,
about bride price, sir.
Bride price.
Like, when your father dies, and a man came to marry from the family, and the uncles are dragging who will be the first to collect the bride price. The step uncle says that he's the senior. Meanwhile, the father's brother says he's the rightful collector of the bride price.
Mm.
The father's brother says that he's the one that's supposed to collect the bride price. So among the uncles, they are dragging it within them. And maybe your mother decides that is this one that has been taking care of my children since my husband died, that he's the one to collect my children's bride price. So I want to know if there's any Bible references.
No. No Bible reference. That one is settled in Village Square. It's settled in Village Square. It's a traditional issue. It's not a scriptural issue.
Sir.
Yes.
What if a prophet asks, as in tell you that your uncle is angry with you, that God said you should go and appease him, that the bride price is tied to your wealth? What will you do in such situations?
Hey, if he said God, he said you will go to the person and appease him. Is it difficult to appease someone? And you ask the prophet, now what should I do to appease him? He will tell you, since now he said God, he said. The important thing is that your bride price was paid. Abby, I think that's all. God bless you. The last brother, there we...
Shalom, my more grace, sir. So my question comes from the second and the last chance.
Please, you know Bible more than me. So don't take it easy. Don't ask me a question where I know if he answer. This guy knows Bible from Genesis to Revelation for head. I see and so.
So I don't know what he want to ask you. From the second and the last chance. And
The second and?
And the last chance.
Chance.
Yes.
Second and the last chance.
Yes.
Okay, ask your question.
When Abraham and Lot had an argument and all that, and when Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah, and when the angel told him that he should run away from there and go to a mountain, and he said no. So my question is that when you are...
Which scripture is that? Mm-hmm. I win you for this one. Go ahead. Ask your question.
My question is that when Lord failed the second chance, the third chance, can he still, the last chance, which is the third one, can he still renew his covenant with the Lord like that, or he has failed it? And he's
who was in covenant with Lord?
Well, no, I just wanted to ask.
The angels that went to Sodom.
to tell him to run away, to go to a mountain, and he said no, which was his second chance, and he failed it. So I wanted to ask,
who told you he failed? Is that what
he said? No,
Pastor Gabriel Yejeka taught you?
No, he said no, he wanted to go to a small town. So I wanted to ask, if he missed the chance and the last one, can he still renew his covenant?
No, it was not a covenant, it was mercy at play. God was showing him mercy. Fire is going to come upon Sodom. And the angels say, get out. The emphasis is get out and go to that mountain. Go far away because fire is going to come down. And Lot said, please, instead of going to the bush there, why don't you just go here where there's a settlement so that you can live with people? And the angels say, oh yeah, quickly go, because we cannot do anything until you live here. That's why I say, nothing will happen on this earth until the rapture takes place. Amen. So it was not a covenant. It was a mercy that was being shown.
But with, in like us now, let's say that we miss our second chances with God now.
Nobody has a second chance. Because it is appointed unto man once to die. After that is judgment. No second chance. Eh?
Like when you're on earth, not when you die. When you're on earth, a pastor taught me second and last chance.
It's nothing like that. That's what I'm telling you. When you're alive, you commit any sin, it's a father-son relationship. You ask God to forgive you. He said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you. And Jesus, Peter asked him, how many times can somebody offend me before I forgive? 70 times?
Seven.
7 times?
70 times 7.
70 times 7. 7. So it is also with God. He will continue to forgive you if you ask him to forgive you, because he's a merciful God. Can we clap our hands, church? Can we stand up? Can we stand up? We don't finish questions.